I was hoping you'd meet my son. He had specific instructions. He's 7 years old. He was going to extend his hand. Say, how do you do? Maybe, yeah. He decided to play pool with me.
I don't know what you're talking
about. It's challenging to
games.
Let's see it. Bowling, diminished. He got
a chance. Oh, what kind of time? I got a chance.
And when he was young, Jack was the son of a lady who
was just a
sister. And I had a new life.
Og jeg kom se der er skrevet sig uden at vælge over køren. Og du sagde ikke gange for at starte skrevet sig ved køren. Og godt der, der gælder det der. Thomas Bøger, en godt der.
Mary Kensford.
Who?
Mary Kensford.
Mary Kensford. Fairbanks fra Anakby.
Jim Sy.
Rekorder næste år, jeg Og når Thomas Bøger må, just Thomas Bøger, ICC, der har jeg jo der skal slukke land claims, så her er en eller anden fra, i lagt af og kommer af, han er lægge, der er hånd på. Kommer. Lægge, så han kan spise, når jeg var med fra Nikva.
Just ten. Well, thank you. My name is Tom Berger, and this is the Alaska Native Review Commission, and I've been appointed by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and the World Council of Indigenous Peoples. Those are two international native peoples organizations of Eskimos and Indians to look at the land claim settlement here in Alaska and to travel around the state to every region and see what Alaska Natives have to say about the land claim settlement.
The Garcin Taconat Hakinangutang, Ilangunikota, Dakota, Inuit Circumpolar Conference, and good indigenous people of Alaska, and good the young Yupigata, Duksikakfte, the good Kayut Muluki, Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act, Ligikman, Luku, Natin Kayusi, Takotin Kutsu. Biak nakosi wasu hongkunun tamak ni gilang of tuta ligik maganaluko Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act kayo sa res kaso biak nakas kaso yupigin.
The Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act of 1971 ANCSA is a kind of a landmark, and people in other countries, native people in other countries, want to know how it worked out here. Was it good? Was it bad? What about the corporations? What about the land? What about subsistence? How is the land claim settlement worked out for you? And so I'm going around Alaska to see what Alaska Natives have to say about it. This is the 35th village that we've been to listen to what people have to say, and we're very glad to be here in Gamble today to visit with you and to find out what you think about ANCSA.
Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act ma kayu seres khaning so mat na pasam to ne piyak na khas natin so piyak na khresi Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act kuyan mo ka gas khit ma vaka mani so ma khmeta samung piyak khit na ga haluk.
When the United States settled your claims back in 1971, they turned the land over to native corporations, and you have shares in your native corporations, Bering Straits, and in your own local corporation. And Congress provided that in 1991 those shares can be sold, and of course if enough people sell their shares, then outsiders, non-natives, people from other countries might come along and buy them, and they would wind up owning your corporations and your land. I want to know how you feel about that, whether you think you should have the right to sell your shares or whether you think that people should not sell their shares so that native land will remain in native hands.
December 1971, me Congress mo pass ka kang Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Nuna dun ka kang yupiga nun Alaska. The one ngok dun akang corporation at kaskutut kalret regional corporation at village corporation at mani sa Hongkutstun Revoke Reserve at askakalret. Askakot kasukutan as stock ngot ka kamaklo niyo Askakak December 31, 1971, ng sibungan ng tawag ka anraman. Nkamo ka 1991 mihwa Congress ng lilikto sa niyuli maskani pikak ka nga 1991 mi stock at tama ko takik sa kaksak ka ni Luki kinkuno na lingunak laluram kuno nakmabak. Tawangin nakakik kumtikin ok stock at tama ko at lisimak kawot Akik nakot ni nagnunam talso nalig na ga tun yakalre ula ga luko tun kumong ula ga ta ga luko nuna iflasak.
Congress also provided that in the years after 1991, the land that the native corporations hold could be taxed even if it was just used for subsistence. And that means that if Alaska decided to impose a property tax on native corporation lands and the corporation couldn't pay the taxes, then the corporation would have to give up the land. That's another problem that people foresee in this land claim settlement that you have.
The one in 1991, Mingoka. Piyak na o si kaka corporation na nununa nuna 1991 may nuna akik sa usak. Tawawak so akik sa usi man piko mang nuna so tax siya usak. Maninta ko na skakavot nuna tuklalre ko. Tawangin ak sa mga pinligas kawot sa mga maning saka. Taman. Kavum mong pikak kang lilikto sa nitawa ni нуна такси ягус кумхтхуут девелопкаарнгаан девелопсхитернгаан такси яхак тавани такса сивик нагхан корпорашн ат манинг искумнгук гавамма лилхтусани пикафтор гавамм нуна туу яхканилу.
Then there's the question of the children. Congress said that shares would be issued to all the people living in 1971, the native people in Alaska at the time. But the children born since 1971 have no right to be enrolled as shareholders, and I want to know what you think about that.
Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act, December 31, 1971,
now, a lot of people have said that they want to protect their land, so they've been talking at these meetings about ways in which they might do that. Some have said that maybe there should be an amendment to ANCSA to stop people from selling their shares in 1991. Others have said, well, let's have the corporation turn the land over to the IRA government, and then it'll be safe there. It can't be taken over by an outside corporation, can't be taxed, and can be passed on to future generations. And others have said, well, maybe there are other ways, new ways we haven't thought of protecting the land. And I want to know how you feel about some of those things.
Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Kafsin khat apre ulalret ivarek tut netna atasik trajas khamanga kim sit khamang netn tspisi piuk sakpisis in Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act manga apasok sukutakhna kayukhlak khang silpis nunam nkam ligik suwakufti tamakin mapping of tuta. Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act.
So those are some of the things that I'd like to know how you feel about the land, subsistence, sovereignty, self-government, this is why we're here. I've been traveling through Alaska all year, and I'll keep on traveling till early in 1985. So far, about 700 people at these meetings have testified. And after I'm finished, I'm going to write a report about ANCSA, about the land claims settlement, and it'll be based on what you tell me. And that's why we would like you to come to this microphone here to speak, so that what you say can be taped and then typed up. And then when I write my report, it'll be based on what you and people like you at a lot of these meetings have been saying.
Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Nkam ngapore komung igilra ngamung shnga na igang shayakha kafta samung юут акуусит кэхгэитнэн таакут каан корлуукингоо игэрлэриарқаафт.
When I finish my report, I will send it to you here in this village. It'll be made public in the summer of 1985, and I'll make my recommendations about what should be done about the land claim settlement here in Alaska. And I will give my report to the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, and they will be turning it over to the United Nations. And you will have it so that you can go to Congress with it or to the state government, whatever you decide to do. I do not represent the federal government or the state government, but rather I've been asked to do this, to come here by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and the World Council of Indigenous People, two Native Peoples organizations.
Taakut etahtikin reitiftaan uk federal government, state government, Inuit Circumpolar Conference in uk apsat ni kayus risklu ni tamavuk maakin na huatin pislamun na tariika uk 1985 mi apareko me ilranra mga Alaska mi utran ralo ni uk reporting sa ayakkaftu ka sa mga kuzishkit ni uk Alaska miyuan. Nkam uk a Tuyonare Tsivok Ahmed Kapingan ng igang sakami. Nga mo kung kuta ukani natin piyok sa mtsun pinakupot sa federal government munso nalaramang state munso ng upa takon na igilagatis ng tama ukani kwan apoyo kumiking uka pinaksa ata alugi apoyo na kang ita takon kayo sire na kapigo kayo sa.
So I'm glad that you were able to come this afternoon, and I hope you'll feel free to speak. We're glad to be here in Gamble, and we're also glad that people have been able to come over for Savunga for the meeting. And we're open for business now.
Tawa po rekton ta ko na kuzit kakai wa ma kun spesin ng kwa nagasuwak to ka akuzit sakpesin ng spes kuya ta tagil rin ng umav.
So please feel free to come forward and just tell me what you think about these things. Sure. You're a good man to start.
Hello, my name is Branson Tungian. I am born here and also raised here. I am currently employed by the Bering Strait School District as a bilingual instructor. I also teach Alaska history and Alaska Native land claims. It is really interesting to see and watch how students react when ANCSA or land claims is mentioned. Some students are outraged about the whites taking their lands. Others sit quietly and let their minds soak in on the instructions I give in the classroom. There are also others that have mixed feelings about it. They often ask, why there was land claims. I have reasons to believe that it is this age group that should be educated using ANCSA as their basis. They are the ones that are and will be the major factor when 1991 comes around. They will be the ones to feel the real impact of 1991 because they will be the core of what we are testifying for today. ANCSA has made its scars on Gamble today. Who knows how many more scars it will make in the last seven more years until the government will begin its move to tax Alaska Native lands. Those of us that haven't prepared, I believe it's called development to make profit, will feel the pressures of governmental demands to pay taxes or will take your lands. We have been assimilated before, but that was before my time. Today, ANCSA is the biggest assimilation process that I am able to attest to the federal government have imposed on the Alaskan Natives. Not only have the government able to divide the Natives through land entitlements, but it has also tried, and as much as I hate to say, succeeding on making the Natives dependent on the monetary system. One might even say that the Alaska Natives were bought for $962.5 million, but it will take the federal government 20 years to collect what they have bought. Our children are not even included as stockholders. How is the federal government going to justify to that? Our elders and those of us that are stockholders were never taught by our forefathers of writing wills. It was never part of our culture to do all of the ANCSA requirements being imposed on the Alaska Native people today. We will probably end up as being part of the statistics of the so-called Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. The congressional action that took place on December of 1971 coincidentally coincides with the one that took place in 1887 with the passage of the General Allotment Act, or the so-called Dawes Act. This act was aimed at breaking down the Indian culture. The Indians were aware of this and even protested against the passage of it, but to no avail. With the allotment of land, the ancient Indian system of common ownership of land was destroyed. The Indian identified less with his tribe, and the importance of tribal government declined. The sense of community and the combined power of people had been the tribe's best hope for political influence, and now it was lost. Now, isn't the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act a similar act to that of the General Allotment Act? To me, the federal government just revised the General Allotment Act and simply called it the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Thank you.
Thank you. There's a... Could you translate what you said?
Mumichtska. Amaska Hwadn Bingok. Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act Dana Ulimakat Apuchto Saksak 2 years me Ligi Kmayak Kaligan Dana Muftuk 1887 me Congressma Lilichto Sangsaka Tawatingwawakska Ayuk Mahpatuk Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act Titun Bialremang India Mit Kayalis Naluki Kernagamit Mayalret, Bielrem, General Allotment Act, and Piakminiki, Dawatinwakanram, Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act, and Pishatun, Pishakakots, the Kayali, Pishakakotnakotkin, Kayaling in Amram. 1971, me Bielrem, Congress and Passak, the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Bielrem Dawan Takona Rupaskitum Binaya Alaska made you with the Kavumhlagam Dukfe Makangi $962.5 million Dalak Se Makangi Tawanginaka 20 years Utake Sakota Tuuna Luku Tukfekhtinga $962.5 million Dalamun Nunavut Hunkuta Yupigani Yupiwongamta Inupiyawongamta India ming uyangamt. 20 years m gingung and kayuklak taxi yaguskumukhtu nuna taxi yakakanga develop kangan develop shitangan. Tax ashkanakutkinakdawani biyakata. Tax ahtokum tihu civic naman government biyakakangin good civic nakunaskufsi ununasi nakam duusaka. Tawatung waka yukmulre and takun general allotment acted on India made pishistung waka. Yupigani Alaskam Yupigani Kamakhluta Tawatan Ingani 1991 Mintakun Binaknak Mukangin Kut Nunangi Rena Kut Knaknilut. Ah Kut Sivunum Tantakun Apachtus Reskangin Kut Willing Sak of Sigut Kuk Makut Avakutasi 1971 Mkingungan and Ashkakat Wutkutawating Inak Ksut Ksakal Rate Nunaman. Mat nam tam tawat suni apoxtusxis gangin gut ah gut sivunum da aqanermimma Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act ma lilixtus anglalxatunna maliguqnaqsaqqaalerikut taawanginaq taananginaalri ah gut sivunum da apoxtusxis gangin gut tawatun pillerqam piyalreemang kwaaqanermi angsam piyaq minin gut nutaaq igilernaq laluram kum igilernaqaalinga liinnaqut ksnaaqqaqqaftaat qubuut pistaarluku Alaska Natives nunnakaan maaninginaq all over Alaska ilangit ntaqunna ilangit iwurnga ayirixt piyalreemang ayirixt maaqqaftaan gut federal governmentum mani atuqsqalluk Alani sivunum tamani atuqsqisqaqqanata piseqanrit maqalreenda qonsangeqqarmanalunguna maat naqanerum piyalreekulingaalla unnamalixnaqqumdhu manneq maningunam deiglersaqqaana neqanaqaqqaftukut qoon pungnikaam manniilleruarluta igilqaanaqnaqaqqaftukut angsam pilqaakut taquna apuqaraaga qasamaa unnaa apraqaa Ukun. Thank you, Ops.
You said that that there were scars that ANCSA had left on this community. What do you think are the principal?
Okay, the scars that I am talking about were that dividing up the people. We see that elders, and there's secondary education students, and those that are born after December 31, 1971, and that kind of divided up the people, and that's a big scar to the community itself, to the people, because we think, out here, we think as one, work as one, and live as one.
And you mentioned the General Allotment Act of 1887, that wasn't repealed until, I believe, 1934. And then the Indians had lost more than half of all their land by the time it was repealed. What do you think ought to be done? What do you think is the best thing to do to save the land?
To begin with, I think we can see that the Alaska Natives were given a small portion of the state, itself. We received 44 million acres, and the whole state of Alaska consists of 365 million acres. And most of the majority of the lands that were taken by the state and federal and the federal government were quickly named as wildlife reserves, parks, forests, and whatnot. And to me, 44 million acres is just like one small acre of this community, of this island. And how it might help the people, I don't think that it can be done now because ANCSA's requirements are already in effect. And I don't see how, unless the Alaska Natives come out with a strong voice from this commission. Otherwise, I don't see how the federal government can get back on their words.
Right. Well, the voice of this commission is your voice, because my report will be based on what you say. And my report will also go to people in other countries, Native people in other countries, who are negotiating their land claims now and want to benefit from the good things of ANCSA, whatever they may be, and want to avoid the mistakes of ANCSA. Well, thank you very much. Can we keep that?
I'll have to make you a copy.
Okay.
My name is Roger Siluk from Gamal, Alaska. When ANCSA was passed, the people on St. Lawrence Island chooses the whole island instead of caste settlement, with understanding the survival of the people from the land. They understand the land and the waters around it brought the people for thousands of years, in which the land was their life, identity, as well as their habitation. They understand the close relationship with the land and the life-giving resources it brought. They also understand the land is their property, as there were 35 settlements around the island one time, with the population estimated around 5,000 people. Otherwise, it would have been 10,000 to 15,000 today, if it were not for the almost depletion of black whales and walruses, which were the major sources of survival in the Arctic. This impact reduces the number of people on the island from 5,000 to under 200 in 1800s. The only people concerned over the starvation were Sheldon Jackson and Captain Healy. Newspaper clipping, Sitka, late 1800s. Sheldon Jackson and Captain Healy repeatedly asked assistance from the federal government with no reply. So they approached private sectors which funded the reindeer transplant from Siberia. The people on the island knows what causes the starvation, but they have no way to complain because no one spoke English nor understand it. The deaths of thousands of native people were not from the natural causes. Rather, the deaths of these people was from the so-called uncontrolled encroachment. The people entered into their domain and took the food away for their gain. One should understand the native people across America were the nation under strictly regulated monarchy government. The Western movement violates their sovereignty by claiming and taking away of tribal resources illegally. No one sees the communities as native organized communities with leaders. No one interprets the organized native nation. Native people watched with broken hearts the so-called uncontrolled encroachment took place, taking away the wealth and resources with no shared revenues and no approval from the native authority. They were told that Columbus discovered America, and here is how you are going to live. If a single native can speak English at that time, he would have replied, "No, no, no. We are the first Americans. Therefore, here's how you will live in our country. Our people have the democratic government with one perpetual goal: self-determination, freedom, and peace." This impact, their very first impact, was the breach of confidence, a very serious one, also our first violation of native sovereignty. When Alaska became a state, again, no one confers with the tribal governments, another violation of native sovereignty. Next, ANSCA was passed, which violates a federal corporation chartered under the Act of June 18, 1934, and amended by the Act of May 1, 1936. The Assistant Secretary of the Interior states, "I, Assistant Secretary Oscar L. Chapman, by virtue of the authority given to me by the above Act, do hereby submit this charter of incorporation to the group of Eskimos so organizing. Section 1, in order to enable the village and its members to do various kinds of business for their good, the village is hereby chartered as a corporation of the United States of America under the name of Native Village of Gamble. Since the authority given to the IRA Council was not affected by ANSCA, the ANSCA further violates the corporate charter of the Native Village of Gamble, which was given authority over the land also. Instead, on January 24, 1983, President Reagan's Indian Policy Statement intensify the relationship with the tribal governments. He also requested Congress to repudiate the House Concurrent Resolution number 108 of the 83rd Congress, which called for termination of the federal-tribal relationship. Reagan administration wanted this lingering threat of termination withdrawn and replaced by a resolution expressing its support of government-to-government relationship. Reagan administration did a commendable move when they proclaimed their honest and understanding of the native sovereignty. $1 billion settlement is the only fraction of the lost revenues taken from the native lands and waters. ANSCA created only limited employment, which only few are benefiting. ANSCA further violates the rights of native children born after 1971, giving them only a right of inheritance. Under the IRA powers, all are considered members of the Chartered Corporation of IRA, which is the corporation of USA. All those children have rights as those born before 1971, because we inherit the native rights, they do also. They inherit the human rights also. ANSCA, to my understanding, considers afterborn as non-natives. This clause, to my understanding, affects the nationality of the afterborn, which violates the international laws concerning human rights. Article 15 of international resolution states, everyone has a right to a nationality. The ANSCA is very hard to understand. It seems to limit the powers of the native people who have the historical rights within their historical domicile. They have a historical right for all the resources, both renewable and non-renewable, as they have set foot on all Alaska lands and sailed all Alaska waters, and now is recognized as a founder, and none is recognized as a founder. The history states the native discovered America and lived under democratic government as first Americans. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Could I just ask you a question?
Okay.
The same question I asked Mr. Tungay. Where do we go from here? I certainly think you've made a very forceful presentation of the historical antecedents of ANCSA. But what do you think ought to be done now to ensure the land doesn't pass from native hands?
And my answer is that since the IRA Council, tribal communities are not affected by ANSCA, the IRA still have the authority over the land, and everything is legal if the IRA will be approaching to dissolve the corporation of Gamma Native Corporation and turn it into IRA Corporation and function the same way as it is now. But the land will be transferred to the IRA. Under the IRA hands, no one will touch the land. And the only problem we will have is we will not make money out of the land for a while. But our people are beginning their education. In the future, I trust our children here, you know, that in the future they can come up with something to correct everything that we are preparing for them today.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Could we have a copy of that? Thank you. I guess your shelf is to translate this.
Savlam akuzit kerwa kamat na natin na ang sam piyak nakastikanga kiyak dasakput mani imaim kruh lakah kena akabak na ikhtik suhwarata ukawag tagayak hamunga nakavut unigan linguka nang tahlakata ayivagan kuka akabagan kuka Nothing is Hoktal was knitting a Cayus Sling as Halimoni Yarlig is knit a Dugoklakakhang a Dukan in Kakakh but Honkut Nangran Yukan in Takon Sak for Yarlig Pialrem Sangwan Kanrak Cayufut Unaknak Cayufut Unrani Tak Snakot Kan Hiloko Unak Snakaman Honkun. You pigin on Nang Tishalimon Tamak and Unak naksakam. Dah kan sa abkang at nulakt at kaya tulang ay uwa siwo kam kih kamoma. Dah kanima dlaluram kuma ilakat akhlak akhangin ko ta ta gani siwo nga ni kayuklag laluram katingigal mo kalgit siwo na putah kut nasuk kakhangit samang pitangi tagiyuhwa katah. Tagit kisukul nga kinuyuk sa mga tagit kukakang at akner na ulak sa riyalot ako na nang vzay kalreir pa sa kih kamyuwa. Nasuk kakakawad natin pinihts sa mga kinuyuk at tamakot na kayok sa ka nangis kisa kaputaga ningani. Dalwa, apka nga Federal government ka mga kayut mga ap ng mga ato katara ni kayut kaka mga ap ti kaya lreta kava mo man yale sa mga pisket ka kangin ko iwo nga kon malo ka iwo ka te kag Sheldon Jackson ko Captain Hilling ko ka ap ta ta kaksakang at federal government ta kayut kim pisket ka kangin. Federal government ta kayusin resak mukto ko ta Sheldon Jackson na maapkawasak kon yaglagay paam kaninglungan ng kayut mga tun kakakangin kut kuingim. Kuingiran ulaklakal resaan ko siwo kama yuwan nakakakakangatan. Nagigalukoso amas kaan ka may corporation ng taigilgan na ranta kon takot sa ilang itaigilgastam ta Lisi makmakayakang ikyumtaga ni Sivun gani smuk nga agritaklutang Sivun sagat agritaklutang smuk nang kiyaktakat taog kiruksak kon hovukats takangin kutkanwan. IRM so apka nga iknakatul nga. Ako nga mim corporation nga makuta village corporation ita kasi ibigwan ni kang example ka kang anta kung siwo kam corporation nga naligan na tax loke snit nuna nuna migilgan nga corporation na migilgan takmuya kang nga nga may IRN tun kumaktakungo ka nuna ang inan rituk nuna ang inan ritin ko Dawa tayo na suwab ka nga, ang sa Pasok na 1971 may nafkak ka nga Federal Corporation ng Charter nga dawa ni uli mag June 18, 1934 may igakak ka nga Secretary of Interior tayo na suwab at ikto ka nga nta kung nila si Tara ni Ruhlaka. Sibun nga ni 1934 may uli mag namuktikita ko ta Council ni Salret, sa ni Salret, ng kamda kung lisi makararay tukot siwan sa katmat na kami Juan Lingot sa mga kuzit kutang at IRA Council. Tawa ni Pasak at ko, Charter Rock at ko siwo kaka, Native Village of Gambo Nguluk. Ap ka nga so, January 24, 1983, may President Reagan ng Indian Policy Statement na bika iknakukosin ni Luko IRA Council na. Nakamukusang ang IRA at iknakukusaktat kay Corporation at ako na may ilakatak sa kaksakang at nun nataman. Dahil nasuman ni Apkang land claim of manichlaga $1 billion of zaktana sa skovuga ka na kamso skakvot ukan na kafsin ko rakat kapha kamang been lichtut kapakangutu ta land claim mga susu ta salin kapaki ta kukunuk. Ang sa sumuktaas ka niya ap ka nga Tako ta aska ka December 31, 1971 ng kingungan ng nanitiv ng loki. Yupiun rin hi loki ang sam ap ka kang itako. Kayok lagdam kingungan ng aska ka ta land claim ang pishkani ang sam pishkani avitut na loki at askeskitut. Nunang ito shareholder ng unrito. Ang saling at piyak na pihtong higi kasak ka. Sa nga kang uka, stoya lalo ko, kamaklo ko, sa naks ka, yupirong ma, ang sampikang, takon skoak tayo ipakayok sa. Lang arupas ko ngam ni supiyak na nga tarakto ka, mumihitlak ka, kayoklag ang sa ipa, piyak na pistok, ligik mas ka, iwar nga, tako na pararaka ka, sa mga savla map ka, mat na, una testimony ka.
Thank you, Mr. Silok.
Yun na lech siya ko siya lre, katfalo niya ko siya lre, mumiho naknaam si pisas kamdun na mumiho naknaam si.
Irak kito nga kong asam. I'm Estelle Ozivasek of Gambo, born here and raised here, all 64 years of my life. And to me, it seems like it's hard if we turn over the land to whoever wants it, because I know that it's better for us to have that for our heritage and cultural. I was born in 1920 when